So.
And is it a portion of the property that's more buildable?
I'm guessing it must be, and I'll be
not
honest.
Much.
I've never
not
been
much,
in that end. I've only been they have been over in that area. I've only been in the way that our grandfather used to go by the homestead.
We'll get the assessor has somebody's gone out there and looked at it, and she'll indicate what her notes say and those kinds of things in just a minute. But just let's. But there's some portion of that tract that is now residential, is what you're saying.
No, that's what it's now. If you want to look at the.
Okay, it's the entire tract is now residential?
It's what it stated. It went from agricultural to, you know, we have, this one was an 8,000% increase. The other one is 5,000% increase in taxes.
Okay. And the, I hate to ask this, can you click over to see the other properties right next to them?
Jennifer, if you'll do a search under their last name and hit the map, it will show all their property and how it all lays together.
It all starts with Gray because that's her cousin. He was alphabetically the first name.
Well, it was Virginia.
Well, just start with Jennifer.
And
if you'll just
Taylor.
Search Gray Richard.
Yes.
P, and then that should bring you up. Gray, Richard P., G-R-A-Y.
There you go.
Yep, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, so if you click that, now go to map.
Atkins,
there you go.
Atkins,
you just go to map, it'll show everything. There you go.
And then that's ours, the yellow. So that's part of ours as well, and that's how you use it. Am I not correct on that?
Yeah, that's one of the very questionable pieces.
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's a better view there.
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
All right. Well, you certainly had a lot of, development around the property in the last several years, I guess, much more so than you've had in the past.
Can I say something?
Yeah, let me get to you in just a second. I'm gonna let you. Is there anything else you guys want to say before I let the assessor?
Well, you can't develop. We're trying to find out why they think so much of this is able to be developed, and we don't necessarily agree with that.
Understand.
Including ours, and we don't have access to 65. We used to, but we no longer do. So that's another thing. My card said Highway 65 address.
How do you access the property right now?
Deer Mountain Road.
Okay, all of these properties?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, a lot of it's changed. There's a lot of development around us, but that's not quite as simple when you really
look at the
walk
top topography of it.
I understand. It's the Ozarks. Yes.
Okay. So first I want to go where you said incremental. Trust me, you're incremental, because when we did the land study, we found out most of this land should be $22,000 an acre. So when we did the land study, we threw out the highest and the lowest, and then we went for the next lowest, and that's where we put everybody so that we can make it fair, because this is for tax purposes. So you own a piece of the pie. This is your percentage of the piece of the pie.
That's how
we did that. And then you also mentioned that, you know, your grandfather had cattle, he had goats, he had all these things, but you don't. And so you're no longer getting a subsidy from the state for valuing the property. That's why we took it away. Now, if you show evidence that somebody is, as I put in your letter that it was sent to you, you know, that somebody is haying it or, you know, leasing it out to somebody to run their cattle or any of that, we go back to agriculture. But to just sit on it, then you're going to have to participate in what the rest of us are doing here in Tangy County.
Well, this is my question on
Hold on. Are you done? Because I want to let them respond.
Sure.
But you've given the explanation as to why I went. All right, now go ahead, guys. And I'm doing this because we're live and people need to be able to hear.
I understand. My question on that is you have agriculture, residential, commercial. And we don't really fall into that. We have land that we have family that's hunted on. you know, we have family that hikes on it. Where is the conservation and preservation choices given? We don't use it for commercial gain, you know, as we've said. I understand that part that's near Emery Creek has some value to it. But again, to develop that, we don't have that kind of capital to do that. So I understand we have to be fair.
Right.
Everything's about equity and everything. And this came from up above that you are doing your job as you were asked to do. But we're just questioning how something could go to 5,000 and 8,000% increase without any understanding
before
that.
That's all by incremental. If you increased it this year and then next year, we get it. Yeah. But I mean, all of a sudden, to tell all of our families, oh, it went up.
That don't even live in this area.
Just, it's hard for them
just
to understand.
Let me say to you, I've agonized over this for 5 years. How do I make this fair to everybody? And I've added this portion onto Beacon where you can see the assessment layers and price per square foot. And there's so many anomalies in our terrain. I mean, yep. As you see, some people are you know, around a big ravine, other people, it's just a straight up and down cliff. But at a certain point, somehow we've got to figure out what to put it at. And so if instead of calling it dollars, we called it points, I don't think people would be so upset. Because really, the assessor doesn't do dollars. We do assess by points. And then that percentage of what is your fair share of the pie is multiplied by those dollars for the levy. And so your fair share of the pie is all the acreage or square feet that you have in Taney County, the same as I do, the same as, you know, Mr. Akers has. So how do you fairly do that unless you just go with everybody the same? And so we did that per school district because we also realized that, you know, people want to be in Branson or in Hollister more than they're willing to be out in, say, Mark Twain or Bradleyville. And so, again, we looked at all of that, took the lowest we could to make an even value for everybody. And if you have another way, I would love to know it. But this is all we could figure.
Yeah, and I wanted to let the assessor, for the purpose of the people that are listening, and also for you guys just to understand how it's come to this. I mean, there's been properties in the county that were 80 acres and people have been paying $10 for 30 years. You know, and so something that's right. Not reasonable. And so this huge increase that we've had is unfortunately the percentage increase is not really something we can do something about because we're just looking at what's the value of this property. But that's the $1 million question. What is the real value? I mean, is it the 4356
an acre.
4356. That's Branson School District value that she came up with from
right.
sales. Okay.
Right.
Now is that what your property is worth? I don't know. I wish we had some sales comps for you all, which we can give you time. And I'm probably going to table this today anyway because we're trying to get our mind around this for not just your property but other people. But I mean, sales comps for other property in the county. You know, nearer you the better, you know, similar topography, things like that is helpful to us, okay? But the dilemma, of course, for us is that there's a lot of property that's just been sitting there, like for years,
yes.
that people have done hunting on or whatever. And the only property that's sold at top dollar is the ones that developers are looking at to develop,
right.
like Emery Creek sitting next to you. All right. So, you know, those are a lot more valuable. So it's a struggle for us right now to try to determine what that is, but we're trying to be fair to everybody, okay? I don't know that it's a lot of people can get in a break for a long time, so I know it is a sticker shock when you get that tab, but we are trying to do something that would be fair to everybody. Anything else you guys want to tell us about the property or provide us about the property?
Well, my other question on that is the change from agriculture to residential. Is
yeah.
it's considered residential because if everything was in proper formation, a house could be built on it? I mean, I don't understand. There is no residence.
There is no residence.
Well, and there is no residence on it. It's a question of, it comes down to, this is a kind of a legal standard, but it's best use. Now, nobody, if you wanted to take that to the extreme, does that mean we put Trump Tower on every piece of acreage that there is in the country? You know, you can't do that. It's not practical. Okay, you know, that's it may be best used to put a skyscraper on it, but that's not really realistic. Okay, but anyway, from the legal standard, and there's somebody much more learned in the land business than me here, so I'll probably banter with him a bit about it, Mr. Siren. So but what we want to do is to try to even this out to make it reasonable for everybody. And we understand the residences have been coming to you, basically. The development has been coming to your property, okay? And it's now it's right up next to you on a lot of it. And so that's the reason I think it got classified on the residential end is because it's now out in an area that's being developed, okay? Which may mean good things for you guys if you ever go to sell it. But I understand when you don't want to sell it, you want to keep it in the family or whatever, that may not be as attractive to you. But as to your particular properties, if you guys want to provide anything else or if you want to provide any kind of comps on land or anything between now and the time I'm going to table it to, I'm going to put it on Tuesday afternoon at this point. Is that, Jesse, is that?
David, I would like to say one thing to everybody here. Is the land, if you had the map back up and it showed Emery Creek, Redford came to our family 20 years ago, 15, whatever.
Okay.
He wanted to develop Emery Creek right here. He didn't want any of our property below this because he knew we couldn't do anything with it. And he actually made a proposal to take our anything that we could develop, which is right next to his, and he didn't care about the rest. And of course, we told him.
He just wanted a road easement as well.
Yeah, he wanted road easement. What you see there is not really what our property looks like. I just want you to understand that. If ours could be developed like this, and we know this property well because everybody grew up around it, but we don't have roads going through it. There aren't level spots to build homes. The only place that we really had was our big meadow, and now it's so full of trees, I guess we cut down all the trees. But it doesn't look anything like that. I just want you to know.
Like this?
Or it doesn't look anything like Emery Creek.
Gotcha.
All of this development here at all.
Yeah, I'm familiar
you can see
with
the,
a lot of it. I mean,
the contour is
contour is totally different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He offered to buy that, and they said, no, buy anything you have down by that creek that runs through.
Well,
that was nice of
him. Well, I'm convinced a developer out near the lake right now will build on a sheer cliff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will. That may be. You've got to find one that wants to spend the money. You're right.
Which is, again, why it was so hard to figure out how to make it fair for everybody.
Right. In other words, it's maybe it's not valuable until the developer wants it, I guess. But that's kind of what we're looking at. But I would make a motion as to BOE 515, 516, and 528 to table them until, I don't want to go Tuesday afternoon because Jerry's going to be gone. That's right. Let's put this Wednesday morning. Can you do that? And I'll try to get Shenna work to go Wednesday.
Do we need to be here?
You do not have to be here. You're welcome to be here, but if you leave phone numbers, we can call you.
Okay.
We'll probably go through this same exercise as far as talking about it, and then we'll make a decision on it. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
But I'm going to table that until the 30th, 7:30 at 9 o'clock. Motion to table it to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes.
Out.
I'm going to have a short recess before we take these guys up. That's fine.
Sure. Sorry, Harry. We need to take a short recess.